set it up for a year or more or ongoing, to give even just a little bit per month, it really helps the budget of the radio station.
Hi, WDXC. I just want to put in a plug for a dollar donation a month, or even just a dollar donation that you drop by the studio. Every little bit counts. And I do $5.
Station on the ground reporting. News odds at Harper. Yeah! Here I am, your main man reporting from Jam Jam. On 16,000 kilocycles FM and 1,000 megahertz on the ground. Yeah!
Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
I'm Rob Saffer. I create and produce Overlooked, a show for underplayed and overlooked music of all kinds. I'm also a dedicated WGXC listener. I love the other music shows, the news, and the better weather is the best. Because I listen, I pledge. I'm a sustaining supporter, because community radio matters now more than ever. Go to WGXC.org/donate and donate. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay!
But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week.
For less than 70 cents a day or $20 a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter.
Please donate to WGXC to keep Catskill Cabin Getaway and all the other fantastic shows going.
Sustaining support is charged monthly to your credit card or PayPal account at any level you choose. It's a tax-deductible charitable contribution and very easy to cancel at any time. So to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, go to wgxc.org/donate. Or you can call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear, having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it, the sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the clubhouse.
WGXC has served Greene and Columbia counties in New York for over 11 years, and I'm one of the programmers who started with the creation of the station in 2011. Keep community radio in the community.
Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Heath Iverson of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Good morning and welcome to the Hudson Cafe. This is Maria Manhattan, and I'm so glad you could join me today on this day in autumn. Here in the Hudson Valley, where we have been soaking up the gorgeous colors of the season. Boy, I just love walking through those leaves. It's a wonderful feeling. Well, we have just a couple more days going in our Tower Power Pledge Drive. We're really at a point where we need your assistance. You know, we have this broadcast tower that is the reason I can say, listen to us on 90.7 FM. That tower is what gives us 90.7 FM. It's a broadcast tower, and just the word broadcast implies that we are broadcasting from a tower. So we have just a couple more days to go here, and since you are listening, since you are a member of the community, we would love to have you give us a hand. Become a sustaining member. For any amount, you could do it for $20 a month, you could do it for $5 a month. If you want to make just a one-time contribution, we're good with that. Give us a call at 518-697-7400 or go to our webpage at wgxc.org/donate. There are so many ways you can contribute to WGXC and become a sustaining member. You can mail us a check. WGXC Post Office Box 13, Accra, New York, 12405. You can drop off a bag of cash if that is your preference. We'll take it. So whatever is your preferred means of contribution, we certainly would appreciate your participation. We are radio for open ears. We're here for you. We're listening to Errol Garner, and he is playing I Found a Million Dollar Baby at the 5 and 10 cent store.
Millionaire. if I had $1 million, I know just what I would do.
I would tie a string around the world and bring all of it to you.
Those little things you pray for, whatever they may be, I'd have enough to pay for.
I'd have enough to pay for them all.
C-O-D. If I spent $1 million, I know I would never care.
Because as long as you were mine, I'd still be a millionaire. That's why I'm always dreaming of what I would do.
If I had $1 million for you.
The Boswell sisters, if they had $1 million, what would you do if you had $1 million? You know, I'll never forget this because I was so impressed. The man who started McDonald's was a guy named Ray Kroc, and his wife, when she passed away, she left something like $2 million to public radio. I was just amazed. I don't know why I should be so amazed that that gift came from her. But she really saw the need for educating the public, for giving us something that was not available on other commercial radio stations. She got it. And so we hope you get it. Give us a hand if you can. Here's Chris Botti and Renee Alstead. They're talking about Pennies from Heaven.
Every time it rains, a penny's from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains a penny's from heaven. You'll find your fortune falling all over town. So be sure that your umbrella is upside down. A trainer for a package of a sunshine and flowers. You want the things you love, oh, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Thank you. sunshine and flowers. If you put the things you love above, above, you must have a shower. So if you feel a thunderbolt with a woman under a tree, there'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Ooh, ooh, ooh. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Salt away some sugar for my sugar and me. I'm gonna start today, save those nickels and dimes. Although I know that dreams and thrills and hugs and kisses are free, we'll need an estate when we hear those Mendelssohn chimes. Clank, 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 clank. Gonna cut down on the movies, clothes and cabarets too. Cut down on the lunches, I'll bet before I get through, I'll have a lot of do-re-mi for two and maybe for three. I'm gonna salt away some sugar for my sugar and me.
Is it you? Is it me? Is it love? though I'm flat, though I'm broke, though I'm bent, I'm contented to never stop as time goes by. There's a gleam in my eye, and inside of my heart I'm a lucky guy. There's a reason why I'm feeling like a million. Though I haven't got a collar, a shilling or a sou, still I'm feeling like a million. And I want to get this over to you, that I'm feeling like a million. Though I haven't got a villa, a dugout or a bed, still I'm walking like a million. With my hat on the side of my head, what is this thing that I found through the days that I've clowned? Is it you I found? I got a crazy feeling I could jump up to the ceiling, cause I'm feeling like a million. Though I couldn't buy a collar, a necktie, or a glove, still I'm feeling like a million. Is it you, is it me, is it
the great Josephine Baker. Boy, what a woman. She started as a girl from St. Louis who couldn't get work because she was African-American. She went to Paris, became the toast of Paris, ended up coming back to this country and being a tremendous civil rights activist, someone who marched beside Dr. King. I'm waiting for like a really good bio of her. She really was quite an amazing figure. Before her, Fats Waller, I'm Gonna Salt Away Some Sugar. What a great entertainer. Love his stride piano. Well, you're listening to WGXC, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, your community radio station here in the Hudson Valley. You know, our original programming is produced by, I would say, a brilliant variety of programmers who offer an eclectic, intelligent, and fun selection of radio entertainment. You know, we obviously play music like we do here in the Hudson Cafe, but we also offer radio drama, experimental and international music. We're very proud of the participation of our Hudson youth in several programs, especially the one on Sunday mornings called Bound by Books, where they talk about media and especially their favorite and least favorite books. We even have an artist residency program. So, as we reach out and ask for your help, please give us a call, 518-697-7400, or go to our website, wgxc.org/donate. Help us see us through this Tower Power Pledge Drive. So, let's see. I think I have, next up, Dakota Staton. I wonder how she got that name. Broadway.
Broadway, Broadway, everybody's happy and gay, where the night is brighter than day, all along Broadway. Sweethearts and beaux on the way to movies and shows, dressed up in the Sunday best clothes, up and down Broadway. Sway all along Broadway. Broadway, Broadway.
dressed up in his Sunday best clothes, up and down Broadway. Out of town, I'm low down when I walk along the main street. Anywhere, I don't care, but I always find Main Street just another plain street. Broadway, Broadway, take a little time out for play, where the joy you live in holds sway all along Broadway.
Pitfalls of Fame.
I was sitting in a,
I think he could use a little of what Brian Wilson sings about here. Love and mercy.
All the violence that occurs seem like we never win. Love and mercy, that's what you need tonight. Love and mercy.
Isn't that a beautiful song? Brian Wilson. Yes, Love and Mercy. Well, you're in the Hudson Cafe, and I'm Maria Manhattan here at WGXC 90.7 on your FM dial. We are community radio serving both sides of the mighty Hudson River and points much further afield. You know, I get to have this great experience of playing whatever I want here on the radio. And you will have to admit that I have very eclectic tastes. It's kind of all over the place. It's just who I am. And WGXC welcomes that, as they do with all their programmers. We really have free rein to express ourselves and come up with something that adds a little, a little pizzazz into the ordinary mix of music that you'll hear on other stations. So that whole idea of original programming, it just isn't happening anywhere else. So stick with us here at WGXC. Go to our website, wgxc.org/donate, and become a sustaining member. We've been on the air for over 10 years, and we want to renew the lease on our tower for another 5 years. So you can be part of that. Give us a hand. Okay, well, I want to do a little tribute right now to a really important entertainer who left us last week. She left the building, and that would be Angela Lansbury, a Broadway star, a Broadway legend. There aren't many people you could say that about. But in addition to being a great musical comedy star, she also was a brilliant film actress. She was a TV star. She did it all. And she was beloved by the Broadway community for her kindness and her generosity. Angela was a class act, and she had this really long career working with the Broadway giants, Stephen Sondheim and Jerry Herman. I saw her in MAME, which was extraordinary. I also saw her in Sweeney Todd and one of her later shows, A Little Night Music. She played Madame Armfelt. And she always brought her all to every performance. If you want to see something really amazing, watch The Manchurian Candidate. She plays the evil mother, and she is magnificent. To go from that to Jessica Fletcher in Murder, She Wrote, that's quite a range. So I thought we'd start our little tribute with a song from MAME. Here's Angela as Auntie MAME encouraging her nephew Patrick to grab hold of life.
Open a new window, open a new door. travel a new highway that's never been tried before. Before you find you're a dull fellow, punching the same clock, walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fella you wanna be is three-dimensional, soaking up life down to your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast with a new vintage. The fizz doesn't fizz too long. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm, open a new window every day. If you follow your Auntie Mame, I'll make this vow, my little love, that on the last day of your life, you'll be smiling the same young smile you're smiling now, my little love. If you wake up every morning and you pull aside the shutter and you promise me that these'll be the first words that you utter. Open a new window, open a new door, travel a new highway that's never been tried before. Before you find you're a dull fellow, punching the same clock, walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fella you wanna be is three-dimensional, soaking up life down to your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast with a new vintage. The fizz doesn't fizz too long. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm, open a new window every day. Before you find a dull fellow, touching the same clock, walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fella you ought to be is three-dimensional, soaking up life, counting your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance.
Oh, yes. Toast to the new vintage. The fizz doesn't last too long. That is Jerry Herman. Those are Jerry Herman's words. He wrote Mame. And, boy, Angela really did get to work with some of the amazing people. She won 6 Tony Awards, including a Lifetime Achievement Award. And she won one for this next show, Gypsy. Arthur Lawrence, the man who wrote Gypsy, asked her to do it in London, and she didn't think she could do it because she didn't think her singing was strong enough. After all, Ethel Merman had made her mark playing Mama Rose on Broadway, and she was a real belter. But Arthur Lawrence said to her not to worry about it, that he was looking for a great actress to fill those shoes. So she did Mama Rose and made it her own and won her 2nd Tony Award when she brought the production from London to Broadway. Here she is with Some People.
Anybody who stays home is dead. If I die, it won't be from sitting. It'll be from fighting to get up and get out. Some people can get a thrill knitting sweaters and sitting still. That's okay for some people who don't know they're alive. Some people can thrive and bloom, living life in a living room. That's perfect for some people of 105. But I at least gotta try. When I think of all the sights that I gotta see, at all the places I gotta play, all the things that I gotta be at, come on, Papa, what do you say? Some people can be content playing bingo and paying rent. That's peachy for some people, for some humdrum people to be. But some people ain't me. I had a dream, a wonderful dream, Papa. About June and the Orpheum Circuit, give me a chance and I know I can work it. I had a dream, just as real as can be, Papa. There I was in Mr. Orpheum's office, and he was saying to me, Rose, get yourself some new orchestrations, new routines and red velvet curtains. Get a feathered hat for the baby, photographs in front of the theater. Get an agent and a jig time. You'll be being booked in the big time. Oh, what a dream, a wonderful dream, Papa. And all that I need is 88 bucks, Papa. That's what he said, Papa. Only 88 bucks, Papa.
You ain't getting 88 cents out of me, Rose.
Then I'll get it someplace else. But I'll get it and get my kids out. Goodbye to blueberry pie. Good riddance to all the socials I had to go to, all the lodges I had to play, all the Shriners I said hello to. Hey, LA, I'm coming your way. Some people sit on their butts, got the dream, yeah, but not the guts. That's living for some people, for some humdrum people, I suppose. Well, they can stay and rot. But not Rose.
Wow. That just screams showbiz, doesn't it? So those words were by Stephen Sondheim, music by Julie Stein. Gypsy is the show. She had worked with Stephen Sondheim earlier in a musical called Anyone Can Whistle, a wonderful musical that wasn't that successful, but there are some great songs from it. At any rate, she went on to work for Stephen again as Mrs. Lovett in Sweeney Todd. Angela made one of the great stage entrances of all time. Sweeney walks into her pie shop, and she suddenly appears. And here she is.
A customer! What? What you rush? What you hurry? You gave me such a fright. I thought you was a ghost. Half a minute, can't you sit? Sit you down, sit. All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come in for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little fake. Ugh, what is that? But you think we are the plague? From the way that people keep affording, no, you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. But there's no one comes in even to inhale. Right you are, sir, would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can't hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. I know why nobody cares to take them. I should know, I make them. But good now, the worst pies in London. Even that's polite, the worst pies in London. If you doubt it, take a bite. Is that just disgusting? You have to concede it. It's nothing but grasping. You drink this, you'll need it. The worst pies in London. And no wonder with the price of meat what it is. When you get it, never thought I'd live to see the day. Men are thinking what a treat, finding poor animals. What are dying in this? Street. Mrs. Mooney has a pie shop. Does a business, but I've noticed something weird. Lately all the neighbours' cats have disappeared. Have to hand it to her, what I call enterprise. Popping pussies into pies, wouldn't do in my shop. Just the thought of it's enough to make you sick. And I'm telling you, the pussycats is quick. Now denying times is hard, sir. Even harder than the worst pies in London. The only lad and nothing more is than just revolting, all greasy and gritty. It looks like it's melting and tastes like, well, pity a woman alone with limited wind. And the worst pies in London. Ah, sir, times is hard, times is hard.
Times is hard. Yes, we know that. Well, I have to play one more in our tribute to Angela Lansbury. It's a selection from the animated film Beauty and the Beast, where she played the teapot, Mrs. Potts. And in anyone else's hands, I think this song would have sunk into overwhelming sentimentality, but Angela really sings it from the heart.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least. Both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. As old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast.
Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
Well, sail on, Angela. What a star. She really gave us so much. What we have coming up now is Maud Maggart, wonderful young singer. This is her song, Look for the Silver Lining.
Please don't be offended if I preach to you a while. Tears are out of place in eyes that were meant to smile. There's a way to make your very biggest trouble small. Here's the happy secret.
Next up, it's Catherine Russell. Shake Down the Stars.
Shake down the stars, pull down the clouds, turn off the moon, do it soon. I can't enjoy this night without you. Shake down the stars, dry up the streams, stop all my dreams, cut off the breeze, do it please. I never thought I'd cry about you. Shake down the stars. I gave you my arms, my lips, my heart, my life, my love, my all. But the best things I had to offer you, I found were all too small. Crush every rose, hush every prayer, break every vow, do it now. I know I can't go on without you. Shake down the stars.
Love Catherine Russell. Well, coming up now, I've got Lang Lang, wonderful pianist, who did an album of Disney songs. This one is called The Bare Necessities. It's from The Jungle Book. And that's what we're looking for here, The Bare Necessities. Give us a call and support WGXC. 518-697-7400 or go to our website, WGXC.org. Click on Donate. I'm so glad you could join me in the Hudson Cafe today on this autumn day. You know, it's time to get those bulbs in the ground. Time to dig up those dahlias. Get out into that garden. Okay, make a tax-deductible contribution to our station, and I thank you so much. This is Maria Manhattan. I'll see you next time.